The Electoral Commission will from tomorrow exhibit the voters' register for the electorate to cross-check their particulars. The Acting Director of Public Affairs at the Commission, Christian Owusu-Pari, who stated this to Radio Ghana, asked every registered voter to endeavour to check whether the spelling of their names, gender, and every information on their voters' ID cards match the information on the register. He spoke with Yahya Kwamwa.
The commission will exhibit the voters' register at all polling stations across the country from tomorrow, 24th October, to Thursday, 30th October. And the exhibition is taking place at all polling stations across the country. It starts 7 a.m. every morning till 6 p.m. And it is not only people who registered in 2014 that we are asking to go and check their names. We are saying also that even people who registered in 2012 must go and check their name. First of all, it is a requirement of the law that after every revision exercise, the commission must put the voters' register on exhibition for people to go and check whether their names and particulars have been captured properly in the voters' register. So that if your name has been wrongly spelled, if your age has been wrongly entered, if your sex has been captured wrongly, you draw their attention so they correct it for you. Again, it's an opportunity for people who registered and are holding genuine voter ID cards but whose name may have mistakenly been taken off, or through some means, some other occurrence, their name has gone off the register. It is an opportunity for them to ask for inclusion by showing their ID card. We are also asking the public to assist us in getting rid of the names of minors from the register. So if anybody knows a minor who managed to register and who could not be challenged at the time he registered, the exhibition is an opportunity for you to go and file an objection against the inclusion or the name of that minor. When you file that objection, the Chief Registration Review Officer, who is either a judge, a magistrate, or a lawyer, will investigate the matter. And if he comes to the conclusion that, yes, indeed, the person ought not to be on the voters' register, he will advise the commission to take that person's name off the register. We are doing this so that we can get rid of the minors from the register.
Supposing I have my ID card with me, all the information I've given is correct, do I still need to go to the polling center to cross-check my name?
You still need to go and check, because the ID card doesn't contain all the information that we have on the register. So it is always important for people to take advantage of the exhibition exercise to ensure that their names are still on the register. The holding of the ID card doesn't mean much if your name is not on the voters' register. Come Elections Day, you may be holding a genuine voter ID card, but what will entitle you to vote is the name being on the register. So if you hold an ID card and your name is not on the register, you can still not vote.
So, Mr. Pari, supposing I registered in a different town like Bole, and I'm in Accra here, and do I need to travel to Bole or to Wa to go and check my name?
Unfortunately, that is the arrangement we have presently. We have a policy of where you register is where you vote. And so if we are putting your name in a register, we put it in the register of only one polling station. And that means if you registered there, you have to go there to check. On the other hand, if you think that you cannot go, you can ask somebody to check for you.
Mr. Owusu-Pari also hinted that no political party has submitted its audited annual report to it this year. He said the commission is in talks with the parties to ensure that they follow the law with regard to the organization of their structures.
Now, a report by the Ghana Integrity Initiative indicates that the Ministry of Finance between 2009 and 2011 incurred about 147 million Ghana cedis in tax, procurement and contract irregularities. That same period, the Ministry of Education also incurred about 6 million Ghana cedis as debt to the state. These two ministries are among five that the Auditor General's reports uncovered financial irregularities. Joyce Jeche reports.
Ghana's financial laws demand strict accountability and transparency in the use of public funds. Non-compliance of the rules, procedures and guidelines amount to financial indiscipline. Therefore, depending on its scope, the financial irregularities will be captured in the Auditor General's audit report. This way, the principles of financial accountability can be upheld. The report examined 3 years of the Ministry of Finance's work. From 2009 to 2011, the report notes that the ministries, including education, youth and sports, did not comply with statutory financial reporting requirement as demanded by the Financial Administration Act 2003. In the absence of the financial statement, the Auditor General is obliged to restrict himself to an audit of the transactions of ministries, departments and agencies, as opposed to the audit of their financial statement. The report, which is in 7 sections, includes summaries of audit findings of the 5 MDAs from 2009 to 2011, audit report implementation committees and judgment debts. The report recommends that politicians must be encouraged to understand that a change in government does not mean change in financial compliance. The report points out that the practice where the Attorney General's office alone can negotiate out-of-court settlement with plaintiffs should be looked at critically. The Executive Director of Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, talked about what the group intends to do with the findings.
GRI plans to embark on public sensitization on the report, which starts today, and educate the Ghanaian public and the media on the Auditor General's findings, as well as sensitizing them on the need to hold both the national and local authorities accountable to the use of these resources.
A managing consultant, Kwame Senanu, stressed that there has not been enough commitment in the fight against corruption.
We have the situation where we have single source procurement not being followed exactly. How are we holding those accountable? We have cases in court that appear to be taking forever. How can we speed up those cases so that they set an example that you can't get away with corruption, you cannot get away with financial irregularity, you'll be brought to book and the arm of the law will deal strongly with you.
The GIR research team, according to the report, could not ascertain the extent to which audit findings and recommendations have been implemented, as they could not verify beyond verbal assurances from key officials that actions had been taken.